It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So Friday morning, I hit the road really early. I stayed in Little Rock on Thursday night, heading to Houston to visit my son and his girlfriend and my new grandson. And on Friday morning, I'm popping around. I was listening to Fox, listening to CNN, trying to absorb politics. I knew that I was going to listen to the Rogan podcast, which I think was maybe even recorded on Friday when I came back. But I heard this story about what was happening in Virginia. Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, jumped on with the team at Fox. And I'm so confused by how a federal judge could have made a decision that restored the voting rights of 1,600 people who are not legally in this country. So I immediately thought of our friend Ilya Shapiro, who is one of our great constitutional law experts here on 97.1 FM Talk. There's other elections issues that we can ask him about. Ilya, how are you this afternoon? Welcome back. Oh, I think I have to hang on. You know what happens here in this situation? The host is gone for a couple of days, and then he doesn't hit the right button, and that's what happened. Ilya, take two. You know, I was only gone for 3 days, and I already got rusty on my new control board here. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm all right. You timed this perfectly. I'm just exiting a tunnel in New York right now as we speak, although I heard you perfectly throughout it, the wonders of technology. But look, what's going on here, this hit me strange as well. I'm from Virginia. I think I know a little about Virginia law. This isn't a question of Virginia law. It's a question of federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, otherwise known as Motor Voter. And it says that 90 days before an election, you cannot do kind of systematic housekeeping of your election rolls. That is, people that might have moved, you know, something else that's wrong with their voter registration for some reason, things like that. Now, Virginia has had a law, and this isn't something new that Youngkin just did. Virginia's had a law since, I believe, 2006, where they periodically clean their rolls for non-citizens. This is different from the program that cleans it for if you've moved, re-registered somewhere else, all these other things. What Youngkin did and what triggered this lawsuit in August, well, what Youngkin did in August, the lawsuit came a little later, was he said rather than wait for monthly reports about non-citizen registrations that we then clean out, let's do it daily. And so he did kind of updated the way that Virginia was doing what it had been doing for a long time. It had never been sued over. And lo and behold, 2 months after he issued this order, we're now in October, now in this month, came this lawsuit. So they sat on their hands, these so-called voting rights groups, and they sued him. And this judge, I think, made an erroneous interpretation of the federal law because what Virginia is doing is clearing the rolls of people who are not allowed to vote, period. It's not that they registered in the wrong place.
Right.
It's not that they didn't submit an ID. It's they checked the box saying, I'm not a citizen. Now, it doesn't mean that they're fraudulently trying to register. It's just the way that motor voter works. You go to DMV, you check a box. But they also clearly checked a box. I'm not a citizen. They're not trying to,
right,
you know, claim that they are.
Yeah, that's not that. That's something that's important to note. And when I was listening to the coverage on Friday morning, they made that point over and over again, that they admitted that they weren't here legally, right?
Right, right. I don't think there's any allegation that they're trying to vote illegally. They're just, this is what, yep, Virginia's doing to clean its rolls.
Right.
And so now the Fourth Circuit, the federal appellate court, refused to stay the lower court's decision. So now on Sunday night, gosh, sometimes I'm glad I'm not an everyday practicing lawyer. They worked over the weekend to do this. They filed an emergency motion for stay with the Supreme Court. And now we're on Tuesday. I haven't checked. I just got off a plane. I haven't checked whether the Supreme Court has ruled. There are some time-sensitive issues here based on when Virginia has to do things ahead of an election that's, of course, a week from today. But that's where we are now.
Ilya, so just so I know specifically, the legal basis that the judge ruled on last week, and then another judge upheld this, right? They're basing that on this notion that you can't do things in the lead up, this quiet period lead up to the election, or am I misinterpreting that?
That's right.
Okay.
In the 90, you're correctly calling it the quiet period. That's a technical legal term, 90 days before an election. You cannot systematically do housekeeping on your rolls. You can do it on an individualized basis. If you find out that somebody's moved and tries to re-register, you can like dedupe them from the registration rolls and things like that. But the argument here is whether this systematic thing that Virginia has been doing since 2006 is different because Youngkin has asked the election authorities to do it daily rather than monthly. And again, this involves not kind of normal housekeeping, but eliminating people who are not are self-declared not eligible to vote from the get-go.
So most regular people, when they hear about this, I think they have the reaction that I did on Friday, which is, what? How in the world can a federal judge in the United States of America? Now, I understand that the law is very specific, and you know there's nuance here, but how in the world can a federal judge and then another federal judge rule in any way, shape, or form that someone who's not legally in this country has a right to be on any election roll? See, that just seems baffling,
yep.
I think, to people.
Yep, and especially there's another thing in federal election law called the Purcell principle, which is that you don't change the rules so close to the election. It's similar to that quiet period under the motor voter. But here, the judge ordered Virginia, with 10 days before the election. Now we're a week before the election, to essentially create confusion among the local, county by county, precinct by precinct election officials, to try to get these people who said they're not citizens back on the roll somehow. So yeah, it violates a number of principles. So I hope the Supreme Court doesn't have to rule on the merits. That's a separate question. They can take up the legal issue, later after the election. But just to stay this district court ruling that on top of everything just came very late.
So my anticipation then would be there's a lot of lawyers that are gearing up for whatever's going to happen next week, and it is going to be a nightmare when it comes to some of these suits relating to the election. Wouldn't that be your sense at this point?
Absolutely. Unless we're beyond the margin of litigation, as it's called, unless there's a clear victor one way or another in enough states with a large enough electoral college win where some of these things become literally academic, I think the lawyers are going to be out in full force.
And do you have a gut check along those lines for what might happen next Tuesday, Ilya?
Well, I mean, I read the same polls as you do. Who cares what my vibe is or whatever, but
he might win.
I think it's going to come to the unsexy get out the vote operation.
Yeah.
I think all of the stuff that we're hearing about with Trump's rally and the video games that Tim Walz played with AOC, all of that is nonsense. I think it's going to come down to the nuts and bolts, blocking and tackling of getting out the vote.
I agree. And one of the things that we kind of addressed earlier on the show is I voted this morning. I waited 70 minutes all in from the time I got in the line. We're hearing reports of other polling places being a lot more crowded than where I voted at Grand Glaze, which is one of the libraries here in St. Louis County. But my sense was, and I can't imagine this isn't true in other states, there'd be a fair amount of people that are going to get into these lines and say, I just can't do it. I can't wait for 90 minutes or 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I would advise people to take advantage of the early voting that now takes place in almost everywhere, and go in the middle of the day tomorrow. Use the opportunities available so you're not rushing at the last moment.
Bring your AirPods, listen to the Mark Reardon Show. That's what I would say, Ilya. Thank you so much. Good luck with the final week. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.